let's get over to our next guest, Wu Shiwei. He's Professor and Director of Center for Public Health Research at Nanjing University Medical School. Professor Shiwei, thank you so much for joining us. We obviously want to get your take on the relaxation of COVID measures in China. As Ed mentioned, Shanghai, Hangzhou now joining and relaxing the measures. What's your judgment of what we've seen so far and what's coming next?
So far, approximately a dozen cities have eased these restrictions on COVID, basically by removing the requirement for nucleic acid testing and sitting restaurant services and also other public health, public activities. I think a very good sign that the country is moving towards opening up. But I don't see that it will be immediately fully opening. It's more likely that there is a policy formulation. Basically, the government is trying to balance the general public and also those elderly people and people with basic medical conditions, how to deal with that in case when the infection shoots up. So I think there is still certain kind of preparations for hospital services and also public health sectors as well. So, but overall, I would expect that the country is going to open up very soon. After 3 years of strict restrictions, people are frustrated, and we have seen that you can't really contain the virus very effectively. And the bottom line is that people are starting to realize it is not necessary to do overreaction to the virus, because it doesn't cause very severe diseases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how much of this, I want to talk about the health challenge in a moment, but I want to talk about the messaging challenge as well, because it seems that over the past 3 years or so, it has been drummed into the Chinese people that this is a very, very serious disease. But certainly here in Australia, I know people who have had it multiple times and often said, I've had worse head colds. How much of an issue is the messaging around rebranding COVID going to be?
Well, clearly that the messaging is not very clear, because the current Omicron is quite different from the earlier viruses, like the original virus and later on the Alpha, Beta, and the last year's Delta variants. The earlier virus are much more pathogenic, means that it causes more severe diseases, but the current virus, it's only caused mostly upper respiratory tract infections, and usually it's quite self-limiting. But the thing is that as people experience the first 2 years, many people do not really or fully able to distinguish the current Omicron and the earlier virus. So when we're talking about a coronavirus, people thought, this is a deadly virus. So I think this is something actually in the public health sectors should put on the effort of trying to educate people and let people know that, okay, this is no longer a highly deadly virus. If you take proper public health measure and prevention measures, then you can get by it and then live your normal life.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I mean, it does still make a number of people very, very ill, and the experience of other countries suggests that as reopening takes place, hospitalizations rise as well. How well positioned are China's hospitals to deal with the coming wave?
Well, I think I'm quite confident that the hospital is prepared well for the new surge. One reason is that over the years, China has been building up hospital facilities and also the medical preparedness for this type of diseases, although China is a huge country with a huge population. Overall, the health sector is still, proportionally, still sometimes have to deal with a large number of patients. But we have seen that during the COVID-19 pandemic, the government built up a tremendous number of hospital beds, which although many of them are makeshift beds, but still they provide a certain supplementary to the existing hospital facilities. I think the hospital has adequate adequate facility and personnel to deal with COVID-19. The other thing is that if you look at the vaccination rates overall, over 90% of the Chinese population have received full vaccination. Although in the elderly population, the percentage is kind of low, approximately about 50%. So this is the sector which we need to put focus on to promote and encourage people to take vaccine. Of course, we also need to prepare medication as well in case when people develop severe diseases, then they will get treatment.
Yeah, the elderly population also and the most vulnerable in terms of the potential death rate. China's had very low mortality rates so far. Do you envisage that changing?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, what's your projection, and how's the government going to change its messaging around that as well as death rates inevitably rise?
Death rates will arrive, but that's what actually I think what the government is doing is trying to formulate a policy. One thing is that by increasing the vaccination in the elderly population and also in the population with the basic medical conditions. The second is that outsourcing some of the current drugs, such as in some of the hospitals, which I know already in the purchase the stocks for therapeutic drugs like Paxlovid by Pfizer and those companies. So by doing this, actually, hospital would be prepared for people who have severe diseases. And by doing increasing the vaccination rates, we could significantly reduce the severe cases. I think that's something the government is doing. But the other thing is that...
Yep. Professor, unfortunately, we're out of time, but thank you so much for joining us on Bloomberg Daybreak Asia. That is Professor Wu Zhiwei. He is the director of the Center for Public Health Research at Nanjing University Medical School.